So he went into their synagogues preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to tell you something about angels today. Do you know what angels are? What are angels? Anybody? They are ministering spirits. Okay, are they flesh and blood? No, they're not flesh and blood. They're not flesh and blood at all. What are angels? Angels are only spirit. You can think of them, if you like to use big words, you can use this word intellect, mind. They are spirit. You know what human beings are? This is a tougher question. This is for you confirmation students. You got to answer this question on the exam, so pay attention. That's right. Human beings have bodies, flesh and blood, but they also have spirits. The human person, every human being is a spirit and a body together. And that's the way the human person is. So here's the question that you're asked on the confirmation exam, and I know each one of you are going to get it by the time you get there. When a human person dies, do they become an angel? No, they don't. Why? Because what is a human person? Has a body and a spirit. Say that with me. The human beings have a body and a spirit. What do angels have? What are angels made out of? Spirit. What are human persons made out of? Body and spirit, which also has blood. That's exactly right. Yeah, so brothers and sisters, that's exactly it. You got to get this. When somebody dies, you can't say, hey, they're off an angel for me. No. Maybe they pray for you. God willing, if they're in heaven or in purgatory, that's what they do. They pray. But they're awaiting what we profess in our creed. We say, I believe in the resurrection of the cuerpo, of the body. So that's the same thing that each one of you have. Somehow, when you pass away, and that's going to happen for all of us, thanks be to God, we're not going to be stuck here on earth forever. When we die, our bodies, at the end of time, when God comes back to rescue his people, that same body that we put into the grave is going to be raised up. That's incredible, isn't it? Incredible. That's why we have to make sure that we take care of our bodies here on earth. That's why when somebody dies, we can't just cast their body into the streets or burn it up and throw it off a mountaintop or launch it into space or things like that. Those are all evil things. We have a respect for the body. Now, angels is what we're talking about today. Angels, what do they do in our lives? Does anybody have an idea what an angel does? Yeah, what does it do? You in the purple, I forget your name all the time. You kind of put your hand up? No? Okay. What does an angel do? Yes, that's exactly right. Angels protect us. So that's one thing. What else? They protect us. If you remember your guardian angel prayer, you got it already, right? Angels protect us. What do they do, Sean? Silas. Well, yeah, they work toward loving. Okay, yeah, that's true. But that's not exactly what I was going for, but that's a good thing. What, Miss Gianna? They guide us. Yeah, so they lead us. Whenever we go off the path, God has given us an angel to be able to put us on the right path again. What else?
They give us messages from God.
That's right, to inspire us, to illumine us. When we're lost in the darkness, we don't know the direction to go, when we're souls saying, I can't get what's going on here, what am I supposed to do? God sends angels to tell us what to do if we're listening. If we're listening. In fact, that's what the word angel means. The word angel means messenger. So, if somebody gives you a message, say somebody passes you a message in class or something like that, especially if it's a good message. If it's a bad message, don't use this word. But if it's a good message, guess what? They've just been an angel to you because they've given you a message. Angels give messages from God to us, and guess what? It works in the opposite. Your guardian angel carries your prayers to God. Isn't that amazing? So when you pray, you're not praying alone. None of us ever prays alone. In fact, it is our angel that carries our message, our prayer, directly to God. Takes it and says, hey, I'm taking care of this one. I'm taking care of Gianna over there. I'm taking care of Elizabeth over there. I'm making sure that Josh and his prayers are lifted up to God. And so you're never praying alone. That's pretty amazing. I wish I knew that when I was your age. I would have made my prayer a lot more effective and I would have had deeper trust in my prayer. So today, I want to pay attention to what God does for us in the angels. The other thing is he protects us, but he protects us especially from the devil, from demons, from evil spirits. So we have angels, but we also have those angels who rebelled against God. And they became the demons. How many angels are there? Do you know? How many?
3 trillion trillion trillion.
Yeah, okay, so lots of threes. That's a good thing because 3 is the number of the Trinity, right? Yeah, so there are a lot of angels. We have no idea how many. That's a big number. I have no idea how many zeros that would have. How many demons are there? What's the proportion between angels and demons? You're going to give an answer. No, false. You find it in the book of Revelation. It said 1/3 of the angels fell from heaven. So 1 out of every 3. So how many angels are there that didn't fall? How many out of every 3? 2 out of every 3. So what does that mean? That shows us that there are 2 times as many angels as there are demons. So because of that, you never have to fear that somehow the evil has greater power than God. Because even if you're just taking it from the example of demons, for every 1 demon there are 2 to gang up and kick him out. And it's the same in your life. Same in your life. That for every demon that there is out there, there's always 2 angels of God to be able to protect, to be able to light, to be able to carry your messages to God, to be able to inspire you toward the good. So when Jesus is talking about here, one of the biggest things that he did over and over again, how many times did he say it in the gospel here? 3 times. 3 times it talks about in this short passage of scripture that Jesus is kicking the backside of demons, that he's kicking them out, that he's making sure that they can't even speak, so he's shutting their mouths. I want you to know something very real. Demons really are active in our world. In fact, they're really active here in New Mexico. They're very active here in Santa Rosa. Very true. I get called a lot of times to go and deal with demonic disturbances here. And I should be called more often than I am. But do you have anything to fear about the demons? How many angels are there to every demon? What? 2. 2 angels to every demon. And is God more powerful than Satan? Yeah, because Satan is just a silly angel that turned against God. And God is so much more powerful than every angel in existence combined. So we have nothing to fear. Brothers and sisters, you have a guardian angel. And today, we need to meditate upon that fact. What is an angel made out of?
Spirit.
And what is a human person made out of? Body and spirit. And when a person dies, do they ever become an angel?
No.
What are they in heaven? A human being forever. And so, brothers and sisters, the angels are here to serve you. Like you said, they're here to guard you and guide you. They're here to protect you. They're here to lead you in the way of righteousness and especially to bring your prayers directly to God. Whatever it is that is going on in your life that you feel that there is need for in those areas to be protected from things, to be enlightened in the midst of a darkness, to be guided because you don't know where you're supposed to go or where your family is. Today, our Lord wants to remind you that here in the Eucharist, heaven touches earth. We have access to all the angels that are in heaven and our own guardian angel who's going to bring the prayers which we have to God. But guess what? In this Mass and today and every day we're listening, that same angel is there to bring God's message back to us. Let's try to listen to him. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.